You know, talking about health stuff, this is not medical advice. I'm just making an observation. So you want to be healthy, right? Some people don't. You can tell people, hey, you know, if you quit smoking that you'll be more healthy, right? And they say, yeah, I know. So the next day you say, when are you going to stop smoking? They say, I don't want to stop smoking. Some people don't want to be healthy. And if they don't want to be healthy, why are you hanging out with them? You should only hang out with like-minded people, right? Actually, you're doing it whether you know it or not. The people you hang out with is who you're like-minded with. And if you look at these people and you don't like how they are, then you might have to change something on the inside, you know. It's always, why would you hang out with somebody that you don't even agree with? How can two walk together except they be in agreement? You have to be in agreement to walk with a person. It's a trip, to be honest with you. Back to being healthy. So you look at the people who are unhealthy, and you do the opposite. You look at the people who are healthy and you follow them. Plain and simple. I'm experimenting. I've done it before, but I'm experimenting with olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. 1 teaspoon a day, you know. It seems to be the secret. One of the secrets. Not the secret, but one of the secrets. Fasting. I experiment with fasting. That seems to be the secret, or one of the secrets. The secret is not just one thing. When it comes to health, it might be 20 things. It might, you know, went and bought a mattress. I'm sleeping like a baby now. You might have to go change your mattress. Because you know sleep, you know water, you know olive oil. And you know olive oil works because of what? The cartoon. Spinach and olive oil in the cartoon. They were telling you how to be strong. The cartoon character, his girlfriend's name was Olive Oil. And when he needed energy, he'd eat some spinach. They're telling you, they're encoding it inside the cartoons. They're encoding, it's encoded in everything. Everything's encoded with the truth. All you have to do is look. Okay, so the people who are going downhill with the health, what are they doing usually? They're not moving. They're not exercising. They're sitting in one place. They're blaming others. They're saying in their mind, I can't do it. I can't stop whatever it is. I can't stop drinking. I can't stop. My dad, he died at 50 years old because he couldn't stop. He's told himself he could not stop drinking. He said it out of his own mouth. I thought, man, you got the arms of a weightlifter. You can build a deck, you can build a house, you're a carpenter, you got strength, you got power in your forearm, you got a lot of strength, but you can't stop drinking. You got all this strength, but you have no willpower strength. Hello? It's all spiritual, people. Now, he was yoked up with some Jezebels most of his life, and so he let that, and the music and the media and the if you cut off the noise, you know, the expectations of other people, you know, you might have people in your life that expect you to do something. They have their own moral code. Now, their moral code does not line up with the Bible or Scripture, but they have their own moral code, and they try to get you to submit to their moral code. And their moral code is only about self. And so when they call you out and say, do this, you've got to do this, and you say, well, the Bible says you got to do this. They look at you like they hate you. And it might be a family member. You need to do this. Well, the Bible says you need to do this. You're not saved. You need to go to Jesus. Why are you telling me what to do? You need to quit being a man, trying to be a man. You're a woman. Why are you trying to tell me what to do? Are you my boss? Back to health. Health does start spiritually. Everything is spiritual. And the reason he couldn't stop drinking is because he wasn't saved. He had no power. The reason a family member might expect you to have some moral code that's just for them, because they don't have the Holy Spirit to know. They don't even know the Ten Commandments. They don't even know what the Bible says about the Ten Commandments. How can they have a moral code for you if they don't follow a moral code that's strictly revealed in the Bible? And they don't have any power. It's all about the queen bee syndrome in that situation. I'm giving you examples that I've actually witnessed in my life. I'm not pointing to nobody else. I know that it's a fractal. I thought the family dynamic over there was better than the one I'm experiencing over here. But the reality is a lot of them are worse because of the narcissism. And a lot of these rich, high-to-do families, they have all these expectations on family members that nobody can even keep up to. And there's a lot of people pleasers trying to please parents and in-laws and everybody else, and you can't please everybody. And so they probably own some kind of drug just to function. Which, if they would just change their thinking, they wouldn't need a drug. They would cut off the noise, they wouldn't need a drug. So a lot of times the noise, the word noise itself, the actual word noise tells you that it's not healthy. N-O-I-S-E, noise. Noise is not healthy for you. Doesn't matter if somebody next door, so it doesn't matter if somebody in the same house, radio, music, TV, social media, all the noise is not healthy. It's taking away your peace. It's giving you stress. All you have to do is go to the Cancer Society website, and they'll say that stress causes cancer. They're trying to stress you out. It's part of the game, people. And if you don't believe it, go to the cancer page and look. The number one cause of cancer is stress. And that's why olive oil is good for you. Glycine, magnesium glycine, or just glycine by itself will put you to sleep. You'll sleep like you ain't ever seen. There's certain amino acids that are not found in food that you can take that might not be essential, but they're beneficial. And if you got a vitamin shop in your city, they're usually open 7 days a week. Vitamin shop. I'm actually, when I go eat this breakfast, I'm actually going to go over there and look for a amino acid complex. Hopefully it'll have glycine. And I do have a little bucket of glycine in the powder form, and it's actually a sweet taste. You can probably put it in your coffee if you drink coffee. And also have magnesium glycine. But there's three or four amino acids that if you take, it helps with healing the body, it helps with inflammation, it helps with sleep. I promise you, if you just take whatever you're dealing with, if there's somebody out there dealing with something health issue, if you just start to Google it, you start to AI, you knock, you seek, you ask, there is an answer. I promise you there's an answer. Just type in. Let's say somebody's got, I'm not trying to give medical advice, but I'm just telling you what happened. You know, if you have, if you're around a lot of dust and you don't wear goggles, I started wearing goggles now since I'm around a lot of dust working. But if you're around a lot of dust and you start to notice a little problem with your eyes, go down there to Walgreens and get you the eye drops that are called something methyl cellulose. What is it? Something methyl cellulose. It's only one chemical, and that chemical, you can Google it. Just type in methyl cellulose eye drops, and it'll give you the full name. You can Google it. And that eye drop, they have done the test, and they proved that it heals, and it's a scientific fact, Google. This is a fact that methyl cellulose will heal scratches on the outside of the eye. And that eye drop does not burn your eyes. Carboxymethylcellulose, I just remembered it. Carbon, oxy, oxygen, methyl, methane, methylene or something like that. Cellulose, the cells in a tree, right? Carboxymethylcellulose. If you have symptoms or the long symptoms from you know what I'm talking about, go down to the Walgreens and get you some. I did the experiment, and there's tests being done online. There's research papers. Go get you some nicotine gum, the gum. And follow what it says and see if those long virus symptoms go away. They did the study. They said the people who smoked did not have the symptoms of the long virus symptoms, you know. I'm speaking in code. I can't say it because, you know, they'll let other channels talk about it, but they shut me down. But these symptoms went away within the first day by them taking nicotine patches or chewing the nicotine gum. All you do is start Googling it, whatever it is, researching it. The solution was there before the problem appeared.